Blog Talk Radio.
This is the team I'll be hosting tonight on Inside Home alongside my partner, Will McElhine. In some years, baseball's trade deadline hinges a month-long extravaganza. This year, it's looking more like a week-long sprint to the finish. A year ago, Billy Bean picked up Justin March and Jason Kimball on July 5th, giving them plenty of time to work on adding John Lester on deadline day. By July 22nd, 2014, Brian Cashman has already made three trades. And this month, nothing. At least until Bean got things underway Thursday by shipping Scott Cashman to the Houston Astros per ESPN.com. And the Pittsburgh Pirates acquired Ronson Mares from the Milwaukee Brewers, and that was according to ESPN.com. There's more to come, plenty more. It could even be exciting, especially if the guy pictured here gets in the middle of it. So, Dave Dombrowski, what are you and your disciplined Detroit Tigers going to do? Buy, sell, or hold? Dombrowski really does trade David Price, and you want to assess for this. He could shake up the whole market. Even if he doesn't, it figures to be quite a week. So get ready for 7 days of fun with our bold and some not-so-bold predictions. The predictions come with no guarantees. Some have been talked about for weeks, some we're not sure about, including the teams involved have discussed. They all make sense, at least to us. So let's all get going with my first prediction and along with Will. So, on the whole trade deadline, you know, what my first initial reaction was when I was doing my research this morning was I think that the Tigers are going to wait it out and try to be contenders here. Dave Dombrowski, I think he's he's a great GM, obviously.
Yeah.
Bringing the trades from the
four
monsters and Miguel Cabrera. But overall, when I see it, I think the Tigers are just going to wait, and then they're going to wait. And then by the time Thursday or early Friday actually comes around, I think they're going to sell. And they're going to sell high, probably in the likes of David Price, because teams are going to be desperate for pitching. That's when David Price is going to be right there, ready to sell. So, I mean, multiple teams in the Astros checked off their guys. They got Scott Cashman, now they have a pitcher. So it's Dallas Keuchel and some colors. The Royals still need pitching. Dodgers are trying to acquire another bat. The Red Sox are trying to acquire somebody for long term. I mean, the Cardinals are pretty well stocked. The Cubs obviously need pitching. Rangers still are quotably in Cole Hamels. And the Giants also could use an extra arm. So there's a lot of teams that need pitching. And if the Tigers wait it out, I think, until Thursday or Wednesday, possibly early Friday, and then they sell high on David Price, I think Dave Dombrowski, that's the best thing you could possibly do. Because Tigers, when we did our buyers and sellers about a couple weeks ago, I had them on the fence, but their production in the past couple of weeks has shown me that they do need to sell David Price, and it's going to be interesting to see what Dave Dombrowski does. Where Price goes to, which I think he's going to be traded, and how many prospects Tigers do give in turn. And obviously, Dave Dombrowski was smart when he got Miguel Cabrera from the Florida Marlins. We'll see if maybe he can pull off another blockbuster deal like that at the end of this week on trading David Price.
Totally. I think that would be very cool.
Okay, so again, I think there's really no question the Tigers are thinking about selling. There's no question they should be thinking about some. They're below 500, as I mentioned. They're double-digit games behind it in the division led by maybe the best team in the league, which is the Kansas City Royals. And I believe they're the second best behind the Cardinals, and Kansas Pirates are third best. Even if they find their way into the playoffs, I mean, the bullpen is the usual mess. The rotation beyond David Price is really undependable. Not only that, but they're almost certainly not going to re-sign Price after the season.
It's Kevin Millar!
So keeping him now means losing him for just a draft pick. significantly hurt their chances of winning in 2016 or 17. And that's why I think John Bosky is himself, because Moses is going to get in the end of the draft pick for compensation. Maybe John Bosky is smarter than that, because they know that they don't have the money to resign him. So, in the end, I think he wants his will be traded. But then again, the Tigers are just 4 games out of wild card spot. They're facing a Minnesota team that hardly looks in for the game. None of the other wild card contenders look any better than the Tigers, and none of the other contenders is going to add Miguel Cabrera into his lineup sometime next month. And they're a team built to win, and an organization that's been going for since 2006. And if the Tigers get into the playoffs, they have priced the top of the rotation and Cabrera in the middle of the line. So they're dangerous.
I think that would be.
Is it a tough situation for Don Bosky? They're only 4 games out of the wildcard spot. Nobody's really going to add Miguel Cabrera to line up against us in the next coming weeks, maybe a month or so.
What's the number?
And they get in the playoffs, and they have David Price atop their rotation, Miguel Cabrera in the middle of the lineup. There's Victor Martinez, JD Martinez.
Have a caller.
And, a bunch of great other players that could potentially fuel a playoff run. I've been going after this since 2006, and 4 years after the Miguel Cabrera trade that brought him from the Florida Marlins. And
I think that's a huge question they have to ask themselves.
All right, we have a 412 area code caller. So let's bring him on to the show. You're on the side of MLB. Hello.
Oh, hey, this is Alex 14. I'm going to say,
the caller has dropped, but then let's get right back into the end. What's the same? The Tigers' next 6 games are against the not-so-good team, like the Boston Red Sox and Tampa Bay Rays. So it's not hard to imagine them going on a win streak that has met near the wildcard league by July 31st. But remember, the Tigers just went 3-4 on a homestand against the unknown Baltimore Orioles and Seattle Mariners. This really is an easy call, and it's ultimately going to come down to what owner Mike Ilitch said. My prediction is, after a rough week in Boston, Tigers make the tough call to sell. Even though Miguel Cabrera is going to be back. Even though David Price can lead this team in the playoffs, they're not going to resign him. And Tom Bosky doesn't just want a compensation, but he wants more than that. And if they did have a good weekend in Boston, I think the Tigers would be buyers. So let's bring that 4-2 area caller back on the side. Hello?
Hi, am I on the air? Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Yes.
What's going to happen? Should I get trouble for that?
Yes. All right, Pierce Keith has dropped one time, so if he does pull back, we will put him on. So let's move into our next prediction. We're 1 week from the deadline, and we're just talking about the Tigers. They're going to make the top call to sell, or they're going to make the top call to buy. As I said, really dependent on this past weekend in Boston, which they did awful. And Boston isn't a good baseball team right now. And the fact that they just couldn't beat them really says something to me. And Don Bowski, he's not going to like go price for a competition, but he's going to get prospects to help the next wave of the Tigers come in. And that's really what he wants to do. So our next prediction is the Dodgers are going to trade for 30. Having a rotation full bases doesn't really guarantee you anything. As in 2009 Philadelphia Phillies had the likes of Roy Halladay, Cliff Lee, Cole Hamels, but the 2014 Detroit Tigers we just finished talking about that had Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and David Price. Well, wouldn't you want to take your chances in a short stint with Clayton Kershaw, Zach Greinke, and Price? Or with Kershaw, Greinke, and Hamels? Or Kershaw, Greinke, and Johnny Cueto? I mean, their rotation is just stacked. So if they get Price, Hamels, Cueto, perfect. And that 4-2 area caller, let's put him back on the air. Hello?
What should I say? I got it. Here. Wait, what's your thing? Are we on air? What do you feel about
Aramis Ramirez.
What do you feel about Aramis Ramirez back in Pirates?
Here's what I think is a good trade. If you all did tune in 2 days ago and we're doing our most likely trade deadline move, I think that the Pirates would all bring back on Austin Ramirez. All of that was in the rumors, speculated, including the likes of Ben Revere, Jeff Francoeur, Justin Upton, Cliff Pennington, Cody Marvis, and Ben Zobrist. That said, they have Ramos Ramirez back, who had a 5-year stint with Pirates from 1998 to 2003. And back now, he's going to be a solid hit at third base spot. He's going to have the second most home runs in the team, and the Pirates really don't have much power this year. Starting Marte, who you don't really think of as a power guy, between the Pirates of 13, Ramirez is 11, so he can fit right in there. Probably about 5th, 6th in the lineup is my guess. He's going to be starting, I believe, tomorrow night, not tonight. I'm starting at third, former, I'm starting at short. But overall, I think it's just nice because it's his last year of his career, and he's back where he started with a contender, and he has the power to produce on a. Of course, he's struggling with Pirates offense as of last night, but the offense is short of needs, though. And if Ramos Ramirez is anywhere close to where he was in the prime of his career, or was in the late 90s, early 2000s with Pirates, he'll be amazing. I mean, maybe a change of scenery will help him. I just think it's a great trade for Pittsburgh Pirates to think of Ramos Ramirez, and they really desperately need to do it. And I personally don't think the Pirates are done here because they're trying to get rid of Pedro Alvarez. I think Jeff Kasten of Pittsburgh Tribune Review, he tweeted out yesterday. They're offering him to everybody. So Pedro Alvarez is available. If they can get a nice line of prospects, or possibly get a reliever to help the bullpen, who right now in my mind is overachieving, or maybe even get him for Justin Upton, who could help the sponsor, who's probably right now just after all the offense of Carlos Ramirez. We have so many good options right now. Carlos Ramirez in my mind is a significant trade.
Why?
Right, thank you for okay, so let's get back into the Dodgers scenario, how they're trading for the third base. I mean, the Dodgers really have been thinking about this, thinking big this month, which is no surprise for a team that has already committed $271 million to ending a 27-year championship drought. Los Angeles has money, they have prospects, and they need the back of the rotation as of now, with Mike Balsinger and a couple of question marks. The Dodgers have long been to their favorites, Bland Hamels, but if Bryce gets to the market, he could be an even better fit. General manager Andrew Freeman had price with Rays and never wanted to trade him away. Now he has financial resources to get him back and keep him away from Joe Madden's Chicago Cubs. My prediction overall is that David Price is going to go to the Dodgers. But if they don't get him, they'll still get Nate, like Cole Hamels or Johnny Quinn. David Price, I think, is going to the Dodgers. And the likely possibility that he doesn't, they're going to get Hamels. And I think they're a backup plan besides that. It's Cueto, but Price is better right now because Hamels is iffy. He's in Philadelphia. Maybe a change of scenery will help him. Cueto, his elbow, and he's not being as fast as starts. Price, I can see him fitting extremely well as a Dodger. Let's move into our next prediction, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays at the border are going to make a big splash. The Toronto Blue Jays general manager Alex Anthopoulos has been suggesting that starting pitcher is a bigger priority than a reliever. I mean, why not give it? The Jays are said to have some financial restrictions, but they also have big motivation to deal and deal big. They haven't been in the playoffs since 1993, and after 3 years in serious win-now mode, it's time to actually win. Besides, with change coming to the top of the organization, club president Paul Beeson is in his final year, Anthopoulos may not have much more time. Jays have been in on just about every pitcher out there, and probably on some who aren't out there. We know they've been talking to the Cincinnati, who have both Johnny Cueto and Mike Leake available. But the Reds also have a role of Chapman, and while they don't need to move him, the indications have been that they would. Could the Blue Jays afford both Chapman and one of the starters? Only Anthopoulos and Spalding move short. But if this is going to be the year the Jays final win, it's time to really try. And here's a bold prediction right here. I don't think the Jays are going to get Cueto, but they're going to strike big. They're going to get Mike Leake and Lourdes Chapman. And this is just such fun week that's going to be coming up. David Price, my mind's going to go to the Dodgers. Mike Leake and Lourdes Chapman to the Jays. I mean, just put everything in perspective. It's going to be such a fun week, and I cannot wait for it. And hopefully you guys can't wait until after the break to continue listening into the show. During the break, please enjoy our radio.
Sandy Alderson said he was prepared to overpay to acquire a hitter. A week later, Joel Sherman of the New York Post identified Ben Zobrist as a hitter Alderson wanted to overpay to get. Zobrist still is in the Mets, and this week various Mets writers, including the Post, Mike Kermit, and the Record's Bob Clavish, had downgraded the Zobrist deal to either a long shot or virtually no chance. Sherman now suggests the Mets are more likely to end up with someone like Gerardo Parra, Ryan Rayburn, or Wander Ribe. That might actually make sense for a team that was always going to be positioned in 2016. Money coming off the books, innings limits less of an issue than 2015. For the Mets to win this year, they needed to underperform from the Washington Nationals. Check. But also health and production from David Wright and Michael Kodaira. That didn't happen. The Mets fans have already been told to wait for too long. The Mets tried to sell tickets this year by using the word playoffs as much as possible. Now they're the lowest scoring team in the National League. Thursday night against Clayton Kershaw, four of the nine players in the Mets lineup had batting averages below 180, including their cleanup hitter John Mayberry Jr. and the number five hitter Aaron Campbell.
and their idea of a big deadline addition is Ryan River, that's not going to go over well. My prediction is that Ryan Rayburn is going to go to the Mets. It's going to get ugly again in Queens. Move to my next prediction. The Royals are going to go for it. The Kansas City Royals probably don't need that pitcher to get the Royals. They do need a pitcher if they're going to win once they get there, though. The Royals know it. They've been looking hard for a week. They've looked at outfielders, too, since Alex Gordon went down. But he should be back before October. According to ESPN's Buster Olney, they were interested in Scott Kazmir, but he went to the Houston Astros on Thursday. At one point, they were said to have more interest in Mike Leake than in John Cueto. But they talked about Cueto, too, per John Morosi of Fox Sports. Cueto is a free agent at the season end, which could keep his price within the range the Royals are comfortable with. There have been questions about his elbow, but he seems to be healthy now. He's top of the rotation starter and is in a different shaker. Overall, he fits. Our prediction is the Royals will trade for Johnny Cueto. So my next week. That is, Cole Hamels will indeed get out of Philadelphia. The Tigers don't trade David Price. Cole Hamels could end up as a Dodger. A San Diego native probably wouldn't mind that, but at this point, he might not mind anything that gets him away from the misery that is the 2015 Phillies. Okay. Maybe not Strawman or Houston. The Phillies have waited forever to trade Hamels, looking for the right deal. There's no guarantee they'll find it this month. And when ESPN.com's Jason Stark listed Hamels' options this week, he had nowhere at all as a real possibility. Hamels isn't a free agent at season's end, so the Phillies could justify not trading him if they don't get any an offer they like. But really, it's time for them to move on. Because he isn't a rental, Hamels could have just without a real chance to win this year. And Stark mentioned both the Texas Rangers and Boston Red Sox as possibilities, along with the Dodgers and Cubs. And was assigned to 2018, with an option for 2019. The Phillies have also been trying to trade closer Jonathan Papelbon, but he has been more vocal than Hamels about wanting to leave. But it seems he's also proving tougher to deal with. My prediction is the Phillies trade Cole Hamels from the Rangers, but Papelbon goes nowhere. Next prediction. And that prediction is the Padres are going to shake things up once again. The San Diego Padres were one of the big stories in the winter. New general manager A.J. Preller earned funds for how hard he worked and how much he made happen. It was a good idea in a town that was tired of constantly losing and constantly being lied to. Preller didn't lie, but what he tried didn't really work either. Padres are under 500 and out of the race again. Padres executive chairman Ron Fowler insisted to the San Diego Union Tribune that the team hasn't yet decided to sell. But it seems inevitable. Preller won't be able to undo anything needed last winter. Do you want Matt Kemp? But he does have some valuable pieces he can move. Justin Upton could be switching teams again, assuming the oblique injury that has sidelined him the last four games isn't too serious. Andrew Cashner and Tyson Ross have value but higher price tags. And James Shields might have value despite a big contract and poor 2016 numbers. And that was Craig Kimball. Well, when the Padres acquired him from the Atlanta Braves just before opening day, it was the biggest sign they were going for it. They don't need to train now. A plenty of playoff teams could use an elite reliever. And Kimbrel, while numbers are down a little this year, remains elite. No one knows better than the Washington Nationals. In 42 career appearances against Washington, Kimbrel has a 1.74 ERA. Drew Storen has been doing well as closer, but a Kimbrel scoring combo would look good. I mean, not good, just great heading to the playoffs. Padres trade Kimbrel to the Nationals is my overall prediction. Our team takes a little break. But when we come back, I'll be telling you how Billy Bean is in time. And my last two predictions after that. Please stay tuned. You're not going to miss it. The Billy Bean isn't done. Just think about that. Let that's in your head. While you enjoy it, take that to the mall. All right, let's get into what I was about to say. Billy Bean isn't done. Scott Castro's traded, but he still has guys he wants to get out. Billy Bean made the first big draw trade when he sent Scott Kazmir to the Houston Astros. That may not be the last trade to the Astros. That may not be the last trade the Astros make this month. They could still use an outfielder, perhaps someone like Carlos Gomez, and it wouldn't be the last trade Bean makes either. He's ready to deal. He has players of value, including Ben Zobrist and Tyler Clifford. Zobrist was an early pick to go to the New York Mets, but he might be a better fit on the other side of town. Steven Drew has been one of the worst hitters in baseball, and it doesn't look like the Yankees trust Rob Snyder. Zobrist can handle the American League East, and on a team with too many designated hitters, he would give Joe Girardi some nice flexibility. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman told various reporters this week that he was just as likely not to make a significant move. But while it's true the Yankees are no longer the trade deadline monsters they once were, Cashman always downplays their chance to break before he does something. Some have suggested that move could be another reliever, perhaps even Aroldis Chapman, as suggested by ESPN.com's David Schoenfield, to team with Andrew Miller and Dylan Betances. But if the Yankees could get sober, it would be an even better fit. My prediction is the A's are going to trade sober to the Yankees. Let's move into my second last prediction, and that is there will be more big names mentioned. Remember Justin Marcia? He went with the Chicago Cubs to the Oakland A's last July, and from Oakland to the Chicago White Sox in the summer. He could well be on the move again, perhaps to the Toronto Blue Jays, perhaps somewhere else. So could Giovanni Gallardo to the Texas Rangers, and what could be a crowded pitcher market. You know, Jeff Passan mentioned on Twitter that the Cleveland Indians might discuss Carlos Carrasco. The Miami Marlins would definitely deal starters Matt Latos and Dan Hearn, as well as reliever Steve Cishek. The Reds would trade Jerry Bruce. The Brewers would trade Francisco Rodriguez. The Phillies would trade Ben Revere. The Padres would trade Will Venable. You know where I'm going with this? There will be more names, but that's enough for now. We've got all three. And my last prediction is there will be teams trying to be creative. Once again this week, Boston Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington accepted the blame for the team's dismal state. That's fine. But what's more important is accepting the responsibility of fixing it. He says he wants to do that too. But you can be sure that over the next week, Cherington and his aides will be looking for ways. They'll need to be creative, for sure. It's not as simple as saying, let's trade Henry Rez and Pablo Sandoval. It's not as simple as saying, let's make that move for Cole Hamels after all. But the trade deadline is a perfect time to think big. And the Red Sox are one of the teams with a history of trying to think big. Cherington told Boston Epstein was a master at it. And you can bet Epstein will spend the next week thinking big in Chicago. Don't worry if you don't see your favorite team listed here. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not doing anything. More likely, it means I didn't have an idea for a crazy prediction. The Angels still need offensive help, no matter how well they play this week. The Pirates still need a reliever after gaining Ramos Ramirez to play third base. The Cardinals can still use a left-handed bat. The Orioles could use a hitter. Although at this point, you wonder if it would make a difference. As the Tigers don't sell and instead decide to go for it, they could use a reliever. It's been quite a month so far, but it should be quite a week. I'm Matt Inspector. Thank you for tuning in to Inside MLB. Tune in on Monday, 4:30 to 5 p.m. Thank you. Tune in.